It's interesting, though, from the farming community, people look at our stuff and say, oh, God, it's not big enough, you know. And it's a real conversation that we have to have with farmers. And at first they'll look at it and they'll go, oh, it's too small to be no good for me. And it's not till you get them in the paddock and they see our machines working and they sit there and they scratch their head for a while and say, could you put a bigger tank on it and make it bigger and longer and taller and faster and wider? And say, well, why don't you just use a tractor? And they say, oh, well, yeah, but we don't want to. And, you know, when they start to look around and see how simple our machines are and how they work together, and if one machine fails, the rest keep working, and they realise that it's so much lighter that we're preventing soil compaction, and it's so much simpler that they can actually fix it themselves.
I'm Dr. Graham Phillips, and this is Leading Ideas, an original series from Ford Ranger, Triple M and Mix 94.5, helping you work smarter. In this episode, the future of farming and how the next agricultural revolution will most likely involve robots. Farming has been at the forefront of Australia's development for the past 200 years. It provides an underlying economic linchpin that's been vital to Australia's prosperity. It's created jobs, helped us connect to one another, and shaped our nation both locally and on the global stage. As any farmer will tell you, unpredictable weather and market volatility are the two greatest challenges farmers face. But farming is an industry that could benefit greatly from technological advancements. And swarm robotics is one of the ways they could face these challenges.
You know, swarm robotics comes from studying insects. You know, how does an ant with, you know, very few brain cells achieve great things? They haven't got anywhere near, you know, the thought capacity of a human or larger animals, yet they can defend their nest, they can feed themselves, they reproduce, and they do it by working in teams cooperatively, and that's how they do it. Similar in a robot. A robot's brain, i.e. the computer, doesn't have anywhere near the computing power of a human brain. How can we use robots to do great things in agriculture? And similarly, it's about using small, simple robots that do simple tasks, but do them very well.
Andrew Bate runs Swarm Farm, a company dedicated to creating smart machinery that can help farmers continue to focus on jobs they excel at. And the secret is their simplicity and their size.
People think of robots being complicated things with lots of moving parts, flashing lights, wires, electrical things all over them. Our robots are actually really, really simple. Our real technology is not really even in the robot. It's about empowering farmers with new farming techniques and methods of producing crops, things that they can't do on the back of their tractor. We actually believe that robots are what comes after the tractor. This is not extension of a tractor or development of a tractor. This is the next thing.
The way Andrew came up with the idea for Swarm Farm was he started looking at weed resistance, and strangely enough,
the medical system and hospitals and the impact of antibiotics on with fighting infections. When you prescribe medicine now, or the antibiotics nowadays, you're told use these wisely. You know, there's no new antibiotics coming out. Take the full course. If you don't, you're breeding resistance to antibiotics. You'll hear these horror stories where the antibiotics no longer work, people having runaway infections that they can't pull up, and there's emergency, you know, antibiotics they save for special cases only so that, you know, we don't breed resistance. Well, same thing in agriculture. Our weeds and even crop diseases like fungal diseases are breeding resistance to the agrochemicals that we use. And, you know, chemicals such as your common Roundup, which is used in your family sort of home garden and that sort of thing, is one of the most broadly used herbicides in agriculture, has a huge issue with resistance, and it's just like the antibiotics. There's nothing out there to replace it. To me, robotics offered a pathway to how can we start controlling weeds without this reliance and this dependence on herbicides. We're empowering farmers with technology. We're actually allowing them to fix the machines themselves and diagnose them themselves. And we actually trademarked this word we call swapnostics. And it means that what it is modules that any farmer can replace any part of our robots in 45 minutes. So if there's an electrical problem, you know, they go and kick the tire and say, gee, I think I've got a bad wiring loom in this thing or a broken wire. I'm going to just change the wiring loom myself. And that's just unheard of in a modern machine. I mean, that would be a 4-day job by a technician. In our system, a farmer can do it in 45 minutes.
And so how will this help farmers of the future?
What we're actually doing, I guess, is making farmers be farmers again. You know, a modern farmer sitting in his tractor is a good machine operator, but is he actually farming when he's driving that machine? He could be driving an excavator or a dump truck. What real farmers do is walk out in their paddocks, they've got dirt on their boots, they're out there looking at their crops, looking at the crop conditions, looking at the weather, looking at the crop disease, thinking about the soil nutrition and how they're going to manage that better. And you don't do that from inside an air-conditioned cab. You do that out with dirt on your boots.
Andrew's a farmer who's well and truly at the forefront of technological advancements in Australian farming. But there are other developers working behind the scenes who are bringing exciting new robotic technology to farmers. Asher Bender is one of them. His team at the University of Sydney has created an array of robots that's aimed at helping farmers work smarter. One of their prototypes is called Ladybird.
So Ladybird's the robot I'm currently working on. It's been designed for monitoring leafy green vegetables. So think of things like lettuce, spinach, cauliflower, your broccoli. It's primarily a phenotyping platform. So what that means is it has a suite of sensors, and it uses this suite of sensors to monitor traits of the plants. So things like its fresh mass. But on top of that, we're also looking at sort of health indicators. Through its various modes of sensing, can we say, well, this plant has the signature of something that's slightly nutrient deficient. What if we were to put more nitrogen on this individual plant? Would it catch up with its peers?
So it's really kind of a smart farming system.
Well, that's absolutely it. I think one of the really exciting things that we're doing is when you look at agriculture currently, we tend to look at plots or subdivisions of plots as these contiguous areas. The main reason for that is if you do have these big implements towing, say, a spray boom, they have to be indiscriminate. They just have to spray the whole plot. But with these robots in the field, they can be completely obsessive and particular.
Can you describe to me what Ladybird looks like? It's a pretty weird-looking robot, I think.
Yeah, it is a bit. So if you can imagine an upside-down U, that's probably about 2 meters tall, and then it's 3 meters wide. So you've kind of got this U-shaped object. It's got solar panels on both sides. The solar panels have these black squares and the robot's red, so that's her namesake. She looks a little bit like a ladybird. And then in each corner she's got a set of wheels. So these wheels can steer in any direction. So we can travel like a normal car, go forwards, backwards, do these nice graceful turning arcs. But the neat thing about being able to steer in any direction is we can also scuttle sideways, we can turn on the spot, we can combine these maneuvers to do really intricate paths. And that makes it quite flexible. If you're in tightly spaced crop rows, it's nice not to have to do sort of an awkward three-point turn or U-turn at the end of the row. You can just shimmy sideways and then reverse down the next one.
Do you have to put any petrol in Ladybird?
No. So one of the things we're trying to push with our robotics is see how far we can get with solar technologies. If we have full midday Australian sun, it's energy neutral. Depending on what we're doing, sometimes after we've come back from a day of scans, we actually have more energy than when we left. So I think one of the benefits about this technology is it lightens up the robot, means we can make them smaller. And it also gives them a relatively high endurance.
An interesting point Asher makes is about the average age of the farming workforce. It's actually
quite old. I think it's something like 17 years older than the rest of the workforce. So our farmers are aging. What that means is we're not really attracting new young people into the workforce. I can't really think of too many things that are cooler than robots. I mean, maybe I'm biased. But I do think by bringing cutting-edge technology into rural areas, we're injecting new skills, new interest into these communities that have had fairly traditional industries. So I think one of the ways that this technology could help is to breathe some more life into our rural communities.
With the world's population growing at an alarming rate, and environmental factors contributing to a changing landscape for farmers, what does Asher believe is the way forward?
Yeah, well, look, my view on that is this. We do have to do more with less. The population is exploding. So I think currently we're at about 7.6 billion. That's going to increase to 9.8, I think, by 2050. That's a lot of mouths to feed. We're going to have less land for agriculture. So we're going to have to be smarter in the way we do agriculture. And I certainly think bringing autonomous systems into the mix to help with that productivity is one piece of solving that puzzle.
The farming industry in Australia has seen its fair share of ups and downs. With unpredictable weather conditions and a constantly changing marketplace, it's hard to know what the next year will bring, let alone the next 10. But an industry like farming, which has great challenges, may also be one of the ones that will see great benefits from technological advances. I'm Dr. Graham Phillips, and this is Leading Ideas, an original series from Ford Ranger, Triple M, and Mix 94.5, helping you work smarter. In the next episode of Leading Ideas, we'll be looking at new paint technologies and how they could dramatically change your environment, your health, and your work. Talk to you then.
The views expressed during this series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Ford Motor Company Australia Limited.